Chapter number 4. We begin reading verse number 1. The Bible says, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant is fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thine house, in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out in all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons. She brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her sons, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. And she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live, thou and thy children, of the rest." Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you, Lord, so much for your word. Thank you for the men, the sermons we've already heard, Lord. There's just nothing we can say, Lord. Your spirit is so good. And I ask that you just help me as I try to convey these thoughts in your precious name, I pray. Amen. I was recently reading the story, very well-known story. We've all heard it, I'm sure we've all heard it preached. But I was recently reading the story in my Bible, and the Holy Spirit just kind of gave it to me, showed me something in it that I'd never seen before, and I never really heard anybody preach it this way. You might have, I don't know. You might have heard it from the person I stole it from, but I'm just kidding. But anyway, I was reading this, and I was thinking to myself, man, that's good. You know, this stuff. You know, sometimes you're reading the Bible, and God just gives you a thought, and you see something in a different way, and I wanted to share that with you. I think it might help you. The story, for those of you who aren't familiar, we just read it. This widow, her husband had died, and for whatever reason, her husband was in a lot of debt, and she was left without a home, or somebody to provide for her home there, and the creditors came. They wanted to take her sons, and she goes to the man of God. She goes to the
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
He asked her, hey, what do you have? Yeah. What do you have in the home? You know, what can we work with? And she says, well, I don't have much.
Yeah.
But I have just a little bit of oil.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, this is what I want you to do. And he didn't tell her what he was going to do. He said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go out. I want you to look for vessels.
Yeah.
He said, go to the neighbors. Yeah. Go down the street. Go other cities. Go anywhere you can go. Find as many vessels as you can find and bring them to your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she goes out, her and her two sons. They borrow as many vessels as they can. They bring them in. You know, he says, all right, take your little crucible and start pouring. And just keep pouring till you're done. And she started pouring, her son brought her another vessel. She started pouring, and her son brought her another vessel. She kept pouring, and she gets to the last one, she pours and says, bring me another vessel. She said, her son says, no more vessels.
Yeah, come on.
And she says, alright. So they go to the man of God, and the man of God says, sell it. Live off it.
Yeah, come on.
And as I was reading this, and I was thinking to myself, you know, here's point number one, she did not have much to begin with.
Yeah,
the Bible says in chapter 4, verse 2, there it says, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. You know, the amazing thing is what God can do with little.
Amen.
We're not much here at Fellowship at all.
That's right.
Myself, and as I look around, I'm not very impressed either.
Yeah, come on.
We're not much, but God can do a lot.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians chapter 1:26. These are some of my favorite verses. The Bible says, For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of this world
Praise
to
God.
Confound the wise.
Yeah.
And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not to bring to naught.
Amen.
You know, I think of the story of when God fed the 5,000 there, and when Andrew brought to Jesus the lad there, and he said, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. And he says, but what are these amongst so many?
Come on.
You know, and you gotta think of yourself as a human being. He sees this boy, and he sees this little lunch, and he sees this huge crowd. He says, God, what are we gonna do with this?
Yeah.
He said, if you look at what we've got, and you look at what we've gotta do, he says, what is this amongst so many?
Yeah, come on.
God said, hey, I can do anything.
That's good. Glory.
Good.
Bible says, in John 6:9, Matthew 19:26, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God,
that's right.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Preach it.
We might not have much. You say, you know, I don't have any talent.
Go on.
I don't, you know, I, I'm not, I don't want to make a risk tomorrow. I don't know how to deal with people to talk to people. But God can use you.
Yeah. Amen.
All I got is a little bit of oil.
Yeah. Praise God.
And Elisha said, all right, we can work with that. Amen. Because we can't work with that, but God can.
Yes, sir. Us. Amen.
Glory to God.
I want you to see point number two. She needed to bring vessels.
Yep.
Look at verse 3. It says, then he said, go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. And I love this statement. He said, borrow not a few.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, go with me real quick to 2 Timothy chapter number 2. Timothy chapter number 2. And look at verse number 20. The Bible says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor, and some to dishonor. And it says, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Now, the passage here that we're dealing with is talking about holiness, and we preach those sermons, and you guys know that, you're not supposed to be in sin. But we get from that the vessel represents a man. You see that?
Yep.
When God is talking about a vessel here, it represents a person.
Come on.
And when Elisha, who in this story I believe represents God, went to the widow there and he said, bring vessels. He was telling her, hey, go bring vessels. Go bring men. Go bring people and bring them to your house. And here, hey, I'm here to tell you something. Fellowship Baptist Church.
Yep.
Your job is to go get vessels.
Yeah.
Hey,
your
man.
Job is to go get vessels. Yeah. And I love what he said. Borrow not a few.
Yeah. That's right.
How many people do we reach? Not a few.
Yeah.
They're vessels. Those vessels are kids. Can we bring them the bus? Yeah. Bring not a few.
Yeah.
But
that's
right.
These vessels are poor. These vessels are rich. These vessels are white.
Come on.
But that vessel doesn't speak English. Bring them.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what God needs.
Yes.
Go out. You say, well, go to the neighbor. Go to the other neighbor. Go down the street. Go to Dixon and back. Go anywhere.
Amen.
That's what we need. Matthew 28:19 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. Your job is to bring vessels.
Yes, sir.
That's your only job. That's all you're here for. You say, well, I'm here to read the Bible. You're here to read the Bible so you can bring vessels.
Yeah.
Oh, amen.
Well, I go to church. Why do you go to church? So you can learn the Bible so you can bring
vessels.
Yeah. Well, what about prayer? You pray to get filled with the Spirit of God. Why? To bring vessels.
Yes, amen.
What about my family? I raised my son so he can bring
vessels.
I want him to do that last. So he can bring that. That's your job. That's the purpose of your life. He's like, Rick Warren could have written a book on purpose-driven life. One sentence. Bring vessel.
Yeah.
Hey, man. That's good. Hey, man. Hey, man.
Woo.
That's good.
Bring vessel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, man.
We have so many vessel-bringing Christians that are right with God.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about knocking on doors. I'm not talking about leaving flyers on doors. I'm not talking about inviting people to churches. None of that is bad. But your job is to bring vessels.
Yeah.
Get people saved. I don't want to spend hours a week out knocking doors like some sort of door-to-door salesman. I got the Holy Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Point number three. She had no power to fill the vessels.
That's good.
Look at verse number 4. It says, and when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee, and upon thy sons, and look at this, it says, shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Next verse, so she went from him, and shut the door upon him, and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And look at this statement, it's very important. It says, and the oil stayed. Now, I don't have time to go into it. You can study this out on your own. But in the Bible, it's very clear. Oil represents the Holy Spirit. Oil represents the Holy Ghost. And if you notice, she brought, her job was to bring the vessels. She had no power to fill the vessels.
That's right.
All she had was just a little bit of oil.
Amen.
The fact that the vessels were filled was a miraculous work that God did.
Yes.
Yeah.
All she did was bring the vessel.
Amen.
All she did was bring the cups. All she did was bring people that could get filled by the Spirit of God. But we don't fill them. God fills them.
Yes, right.
Amen.
Here's the thing. It says, and the oil stayed. See, that word stayed means as soon as she had just enough. See, the thing is, she brought a vessel, it filled. She brought a vessel, it filled. Yep. She brought a vessel, it filled. As soon as she started bringing vessels, no more oil.
Yeah, come on, there you go.
God can't save people unless we bring them.
Yeah.
God can't do anything unless, I mean, God does the saving, but God needs a vessel.
Yeah.
God needs a woman. God needs a man. God needs a bus driver.
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
Someone to draw out.
Yes,
and
sir.
Pour the oil. And if there's no one to fill, then God says, I can't fill.
That's right.
It's good.
I need a vessel.
That's right.
Look, and here's the thing. If she would have brought another vessel, he would have filled it.
Come on.
If he would have brought 100 more, she would have filled it. If I was the widow, I would have thought to myself, you know, as soon as that last one came and she's like, bring another one, the kids say, oh, we're done. I would have thought to myself, man, we should have brought more vessels.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah.
You know, and on Sunday morning, we get four people saved. And Saturday, we get four people saved. Yeah. Just today, my wife and I went soul winning. We had two people saved.
Yeah.
And, amen.
You go home and you think to yourself, man, God build that vessel. I wish I had more vessels.
Yeah.
Yes, amen.
But it's your job to bring them.
Yep.
God can only fill what we bring. God can only fill what we bring to Him.
Yeah,
it's good.
But we can't fill it. God fills it.
That's right.
But here's the part that blessed my soul.
Amen.
And here's the last point. The Bible says, well, she got rewarded based on how hard she worked to bring vessels, not on the fact that they got filled.
Good.
Look at verse number 5. It says, verse 7. So then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou, and thy children of the rest. Now here's the thing. Did she provide the oil? No. What, was it her who somehow made the oil fill all those vessels? No.
No, sir.
All she did was bring the vessels. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse number 5, the Bible says, who then is Paul, and who is Apollos?
Yeah.
But ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man. Now, just real quick, this isn't in my notes, but it just popped out to me, and I gotta say it. Look at that verse, it says, even as the Lord gave to every man. I don't know if you've ever thought about that phrase, but he said, who's Paul? Who's Apostle? They're nobody, they're just vessels.
Right.
But he said, even as the Lord gave to every man. Do you know that God has set aside a soul winner for every single person in this world? I believe that. That's what the Bible says. He says, who's Paul? Who's Apollos? He said, they're just servants. They're just soul winners.
Amen.
That God gave every man. Mm. See, God has set aside someone that you need to reach.
Amen.
God said, hey, Charlie, there's somebody I need you to reach.
Yeah.
I gave you to somebody to reach.
Yeah.
And if you don't reach them, no one else will.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
There's people you know that I'll never know. There's people Pastor Mark knows that I'll never meet them.
Yeah.
There's people you got family members we'll never know. Well, I know people you'll never know. And God has given you to somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
If you don't go, then they, you know, what happens? They die and go to hell.
Yep. Come on.
But look at this. He says, who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted Apollos' water, but God gave
you. Yeah.
Amen.
God filled the vessel.
Yeah.
So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither is he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God, and we are God's husband.
Yep.
We are God's building.
Yeah.
You know what I'm looking forward to? One day when I get to heaven, we're going to have the judgment seat of Christ. And God is going to look at me, and he's not going to say, man, you were a good agent mechanic for the Air Force. He's not going to say, man, you were a good athlete. Man, you knew everything about the stocks, or man, you knew everything. He's going to look at me and say, hey, how many vessels?
Yep.
How many vessels got filled?
Yeah.
Depending, see, the widow got paid depending on how many vessels she brought.
Yep.
And depending on how many bus gates you break.
Yes.
How many people you get saved.
Come on.
People you preach to, God said, that's a reward.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Come on.
Oh, well, you know, the Bible doesn't tell us, I'm sure the widow brought a lot of vessels, but if she would have only brought 5, then that's all she would have got paid.
Yep.
If she would have brought 1,000, then that's how many she got paid. And obviously we do this because we love people, but God rewards you and God pays you in heaven. And even if you don't bring anybody, I mean, you're still getting heaven, but I want to get to heaven and get God's reward and God's favor.
Yes.
And it's going to come Not because I filled anybody.
Yeah.
Because I brought people to the guy who could.
Yeah. Amen.
He brought him to Elisha. I bring him to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And that's your job.
Amen.
That's right. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, so much. Thank you for...